This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Drew Rosenhaus actually tweeted out about this and saying we saw right through it. And then, of course, a pick later, Abdul Carter is drafted by the Cleveland Brown or by the New York Giants, and yet no one's calling for anyone to get fired with this one.
Well, and so yeah, we're going to have to talk to, when we talk to Mason, we're going to have to ask him, because I saw a rumor out there that he got prank called as well.
Oh, I did not see that.
And so that would obviously be something we bring up at 6 o'clock with him. I mean, I saw the footage in between the breaks. I shouldn't say it's a rumor. Like, it exists out there. And they tried telling him that they claim it was a Bucks fan that claimed to be Kevin Stefanski. So he actually ended up being like the
actually,
right team.
Like, random Floridian, like good-looking young Floridian. Yeah, that could be Kevin Stefanski.
So
all you have to be with Kevin is just be low-key.
So the bad part here, and there's a couple different places that have the transcript for me, so I can just kind of read it off a little bit. The Bucks fan go, "This is Kevin Stefanski. You want to be a Brown buddy?" And he's like, "Yes, sir." Like, you can tell Mason gets into it, and the Bucks fan then just calls him a bunch of curse words and calls him a clown, and then kind of hangs up.
Oh,
it's not funny at that point.
I think that
right?
I felt this way about the Jax Ulbrich thing. It's like none of this. Like, my biggest issue with all of this is that you did this. You got your pops in trouble, which we'll get to in a second, and then none of it was funny.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm just going to curse. Well, in the case of this guy with Mason Graham, just a dude cursing at you. Like, what's there's nothing clever about that. The most clever thing was you totally betrayed your father's trust, at least in the Jax Ulbrich thing. Like, that's, I don't know. I just continue to come back to this. And listen, the NFL put out the fines today for $250,000 for the Falcons and Jeff Ulbrich, another $100,000 for Security League. Now, don't cry for me, Argentina. The guy makes a buck's. $1.6 million a year as the defensive coordinator for Atlanta. I just think this was a massive overreaction. The more we continue to unpeel this, like Shador wasn't a victim. If this had been anybody else that he had pranked, Jax Ulbrich, we're not talking about a $250,000 fine for the team and $100,000 for his dad. It was all because it was Shador. He had a camera crew there.
Yeah.
And because everybody knew Shador was in the midst, the most incendiary player in this draft from just a coverage standpoint was the guy he chose. That's where maybe this is the dumbest thing ever.
Yeah, I still don't know where I stand with the prank call situation. I how did the NFL let all of these people get access to these numbers?
Yeah.
Like, shouldn't it be a little bit harder? And even like, you're like, oh, he's the DC of the Falcons. Why does the DC of the Falcons have access to this?
Yeah, well, and
what does he need that
apparently
for?
Apparently only the head coach is supposed to have access to this.
And that makes sense, right? Like, maybe even the head coach, or maybe just whoever the head coach's assistant is, just to make sure that it's just like just one person, the person that's going to call, that's their job and that's it, and that's the only person that needs to have their number.
I mean, in fairness, this is you made us look bad fine.
That's kind of what it feels
nobody
like.
Nobody got doxxed here. And honestly, I don't even know if we don't have the video, no matter what the circumstances is with the NFL, the video always makes it worse. So the fact that even though it wasn't Jax Ulbrich that actually made the call, it was his friend, I guess. But like,
yeah, it was. Yeah.
The reality is, like, the video always makes it worse. But I just, the overreactions from this that I've seen, people comparing it to like it's confidentiality, and this is you know, if you're a doctor and this happens, you get fired. It's not a doctor.
Now,
he's not a doctor. There's no Hippocratic oath involved with being an NFL defensive coordinator.
The funny part about it to me is the people that are like, oh, you shouldn't mess with people's emotions and you shouldn't do that, and it's like, okay, I can play with that, but for a second, Shedeur Sanders was like, his head was in a little bit of a bind, and he was like, what's happening? Like, for a second. You know the amount of hate that Shedeur Sanders has gotten in his life? Like, if anybody could withstand being prank called and having a second of like, oh, am I drafted to this team or not? It's probably him. He's like as mentally ready as anybody. And all these players are, because they've heard it all. They've been through the ringer. There's nothing that emotionally killed him that day.
I'm so glad you pointed that out, because you know, people are like, well, what if this happened to you and your dream job? I was like, I don't know. Did I get my dream job 3 days later?
Right. Did I also still get my dream job?
Like, there was no harassment here other than like light, like, oh, hey, I teased you. Again, I'm here to tell you, it wasn't. None of these prank calls were funny.
No, but it's really funny to think about, though. Like, what if, like, when I was going for this job, or when you were going for this job, if like Mac had called us up and prank called him and been like, "You got the afternoon show. It's Keith. We love you, and we want you to have this job." And then we're like, "Oh, okay, Mac, you just mess with us."
Yeah.
But then an hour later, Keith is like, "Hey, we want you to have the job." It's like, well, I'm so far beyond Mac's prank call. Then
also, 5 minutes later, I'm laughing about this. I've gotten prank called about things that are fairly important, and I've laughed about it five minutes later. Like, wow, that was dumb.
Fairly unimportant, too. I was thinking about it, like, did you also get prank called in 7th, 8th, 9th grade? There used to be all sorts of prank calls, anytime girls would have, like, a sleepover or something, they'd call. You'd have that happen. Do you have that happen?
Yeah, I also was one of the prank callers.
We've both been on both ends of this, right?
Yeah.
And, like, sometimes you call, sometimes you're the person that gets called. It's just the thing that happens.
Yeah, when the marching band went to Disney in high school,
What was the debate about marching band and Baskin and Phelps today?
I can't remember. It was 10 good minutes of that show, though, but... I definitely found whatever room the girl that I liked was in, and definitely pranked her a bunch. And she had a great sense of humor, so it was great. It felt like I might have a chance. Never had a chance. But the point is, I also, when my grandpa first got with my grandma Penny, I was like 11 years old maybe, and I definitely left a call pretending to be a voice message, pretending to be Nigel Bixley. Of the,
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The PPIA, which would be a certain pump, Institute of America.
And you have an 11-year-old voice, and people like, you thought you were so smooth.
And a bad English accent.
Nigel Bixley doesn't have a great one. Tom, he just has a good one.
Tom, we got your order here, and we're going to send it your way. And of course, as you know, our pumps are here for...
You know your grandma and grandpa called your parents and were like, this kid's just special.
I don't
John Fanta style, you're just special.
You guys are special.
Here's the funny thing. I don't know. I never heard about it. So I don't know my grandpa ever called anyone. I think my grandpa might have just chuckled at it, deleted it, and moved on. Because my parents would not have gotten mad at me about this. My dad would have been slightly proud. But I would have heard about it. My dad and I never kept secrets. We never, it was always like, if my grandpa had called
maybe
my dad.
You're also 11. Maybe he wanted you to think that Nigel Bixley was working.
he didn't want to kill the dream.
Nigel Bixley was awesome, and you need to keep doing that.
But I just, like, I James Palmer had tweeted out today, like, no repercussions for Jax Ulbrich. Did you want them to cane him in public like he was
in
Thailand?
Was he supposed to be kicked off of the Ole Miss football team? Is that what was supposed to happen?
This has all just gotten way too much in the way people talk about this. Like, granted, guys, you know, when we talk about things like data breaches, okay, it wasn't put online.
Well, also, when you call it a data breach, it makes it sound like it's like CIA, like it's a federal government thing.
Like it's like Mission Impossible.
Yeah, he just went in his dad's laptop. It wasn't hard.
And here's the other thing. Like, I get why they fined him. This is an optics fine. But, like, the idea of people are like, he should have closed his laptop. It's at home, Jack. You're in the confines of your home. Why is it so hard for people to just have, and it's not even just pragmatism. It's just think of other human beings who they don't know in a situation that gets out of hand like this as human beings. The most human being thing in the world is, hey, I got to go get another cup of coffee. I'm going to walk into another room and leave my laptop open because I'm in the middle of doing work. I do it literally every day. Every day. Now, granted, I don't have sensitive ratings. Number one, by the way. The sensitive ratings stuff on my, I don't have any proprietary stuff, but there was a time where I did. Like, I worked for a software company that had proprietary information on my computer that I would take home and work on. And if my daughter had spilled coffee or if she had done something or entered something in, they would have been like, hey, what the hell happened here? And then it would have been, oh, yeah, 4-year-old. Oh, you're fine. That's cool. But, like, there's just, we take it to, like, the highest level. Like it's state secrets in some sort of group chat. Guys, you cared more about the Shedeur Sanders the number leak, then we have actual intelligence being shared in improper ways in America. That's the reaction we had on Shedeur Sanders.
Because his feelings got hurt for 3 seconds. I can't even confirm that his feelings got hurt because he didn't seem like it actually did.
I don't think he gives a rip about it.
I don't think
today.
He cared at all. I really don't.
The Lead, coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.